Good afternoon. I'm Representative Walter Kamega. I'm going to open the public hearing for LD 1604 and ask, in the absence of the sponsor, ask one of the co-sponsors to come up and introduce the bill.
Good afternoon, Senator Johnson, Representative Kamega, and fellow Marine Resources Committee members. I'm Representative Ellen Winchenbach, and I'm here to present on Wendell Weaver's behalf, the sponsor of the bill, LD 1604, an act to make technical changes to marine resources laws. This is submitted by the Department of Marine Resources. This bill makes technical changes to Maine's marine resources laws. It clarifies that an individual with an enhanced retail certificate may not designate a vehicle as the individual's establishment. It clarifies that rule violations are strict liability offenses. It changes the licensing year of the commercial green crab-only license and lowers the cost of the license. Finally, it clarifies that a judgment of guilt is considered a conviction or adjudication during the pendency of appeal. And I will refer all questions to the Department of Marine Resources.
Thank you very much, Ellen.
Thank you.
Is there anyone to speak in favor of the bill? Department of Marine Resources.
Senator Johnson, Representative Kamega, and members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. My name is Deirdre Gilbert, and I am the Director of State Marine Policy at the Department of Marine Resources, and I'm testifying on behalf of the Department in support of LD 1604. As is often the case, since we drafted this language in the fall, a handful of additional items have been identified as needed technical changes. In my testimony today, I will address the bill as written and explain it section by section, and then we'll provide the list of additional items for your consideration for inclusion. And I should thank Representative Weaver for being willing to sponsor this on our behalf, and Representative Winchenbach for presenting it today. Section 1 addresses an ambiguity in the law by clarifying that marine resources regulations carry the force of law, and as such, unless otherwise specified, otherwise specifically provided for in law, rule violations are strict liability offenses for which no proof of a culpable state of mind is required. Sections 2, 3, and 4 align the date on which a commercial green crab-only license expires with the commercial shellfish license. The purpose of this change is to achieve greater efficiency for the harvesters who are purchasing this license, as well as the department's administration of it. Also, with regard to the green crab license, we recently heard that the current cost of a wholesale dealer's license, which is $443, is cost prohibitive for some individuals interested in processing green crab, namely worm dealers. Therefore, we would propose further amending the authority of all of the dealer licenses to include processing of green crabs. Section 5 addresses an ambiguity in the administrative process by ensuring that the terms conviction and adjudication both apply as intended to a judgment of guilt during the pendency of appeal. This deficiency has been identified in a handful of places in our title, but we believe we have identified them all at this point. Section 6 amends the fee for a commercial green crab-only license to the lowest amount possible while still covering the cost of license administration in order to encourage the harvest of this highly invasive species. Accordingly, Section 7 adjusts the amounts deposited into the green crab management fund to reflect the proposed changes to the license cost. Finally, within the bill as printed, Section 8 clarifies that the holder of an enhanced retail certificate may not designate a vehicle as the individual's establishment. This would correct a problem with the retail license, which would currently allow sales of shellfish from a vehicle. This is not prohibited under the MAL ordinance, and our license application does not currently allow for the designation of a vehicle. Therefore, this is not an existing practice that we will be curtailing, but rather ensuring that the law reflects the current prohibition. And the additional items that have been identified as needed changes or clarifications include the following. In the course of the development of the surcharges for the lobster harvesters and dealers last session with regard to the marketing bill, the only aspect of that equation that was not thoroughly investigated and debated was the surcharges attached to the non-resident lobster landings permit. Because the original surcharge on this license was the same as that of the lobster dealers, which was $250, this particular license category was scaled with the dealer license in the new surcharge structure. The individuals who hold non-resident lobster landings permits are not dealers, however, but a small number, roughly 12 fishermen fishing with New Hampshire lobster licenses who want to retain the ability to sell to Maine lobster dealers in Kittery. This license category was created at the request of those main dealers who have traditionally bought from these fishermen and in recognition of the need to support and accommodate their businesses. In order to be eligible for this permit, an individual must have a federal or state license from a jurisdiction other than Maine. The permit cost itself is $590.25, and that's without surcharge, which is more than four times the cost of a Class 1 lobster license. Given that all that this permit actually allows an individual to do is land lobsters that they have caught under the authority of another license, adding the dealer's surcharges on top of that roughly $600 permit, and as you'll remember, the dealer surcharges scale over the next 3 years from $425 to $850 and then to $1,200. That makes that permit cap out at about $1,800, and that is considered prohibitively expensive by these individuals. As harvesters, their surcharge should be in line with those of Maine's Class 3 harvester, which is the $160, $320, and $480. This issue was brought to our attention by one of the main dealers who was significantly impacted by this change, and we are bringing it forward in deference to his concerns. I believe he planned to also submit testimony on this topic. Under the changes that were made last session to the sales of scallops and urchins by those individuals who are not licensed to harvest them, the tenders, within that new law, it is specified that a diving tender licensed under the section may not sell sea urchins or scallops unless that person sells sea urchins or scallops to a purchaser who holds a valid wholesale seafood license with sea urchin buyer's permit or a valid wholesale seafood license with sea urchin processor's permit or a valid retail seafood license. So what this has inadvertently done is limit scallop tenders to selling their scallops to a wholesale seafood license holder with sea urchin buyer's permit or sea urchin processor's permit when they should be able to sell them to a wholesale seafood license holder. Finally, also last session, the personal use exemption for scallops was changed from quarts to 1 gallon. However, the corresponding amount of shell stock was not changed, and that should be specified as 1.5 bushel instead of 1 bushel. For each of the bullets above, as well as the green crab licensing amendment, the department would be happy to provide language for your consideration at the work session. Thank you. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions from the committee? Representative Devin.
Thank you very much, Ms. Gilbert. I have a question about the green crab licenses. What is the minimum amount or the lowest amount possible in terms of licensing? Do you know?
So what we are proposing, the license fee at this time is $38. We're proposing to lower it to $10 for residents and from $76 to $20 for non-residents. The vast majority of that money actually goes into the Green Crab Management Fund. That fund used to receive $33 of the license fee. It would now receive $8 instead of that.
I guess is by statute not allowed to go any lower, like down to zero?
Well, I would say that actually we talked internally with licensing just in terms of if it is expected that by lowering the cost of this license, it will generate a lot more licensing activity. There is administrative costs associated with licensing, so that was the level that we felt we could go to in this instance.
Following question? Couldn't we lower it right down to zero, or even minus $5, minus $10?
We're going to be giving them money.
Exactly. To encourage people to get out there and harvest, and on the processing side, do what we can to encourage people to look at processing and put a sunset in the law. Two, 3 years down the road, knowing that, yes, administrative is going to cost you more. It's going to cost the state a little bit of money. But this provides an impetus to get people out looking at ways to utilize these little beasts.
Sure. I would just say that a license is not required to go and harvest green crabs. As long as you're not selling them, you can go and do whatever you would like to with green crabs. If you are going to be selling them, that's the point at which you need a commercial license. And we just thought $10 is not an unreasonable administrative fee if you are going to be making any amount of money on that resource. Obviously, we do want to encourage people to participate in that fishery in the hopes of severely restricting those populations. We're looking both at the laws, and we also have an effort in place looking at the regulations to remove any hurdles that might remain to people participating.
Thank you, Ms. Gilbert.
Representative Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On that green crab issue, how many other licenses are allowed? Are you allowed to sell green crabs under, or you do have to have a green crab only license? I mean, can I go harvest green crabs and sell them under my lobster and crab license?
I don't have my logbook up here with me. I was just looking to see. I think you can. I think you can sell any crab under your lobster and crab license, but I would want to confirm that for you.
And kind of a follow-up to Representative Evans' mention here on maybe allowing green crab harvesting on multiple licenses, and then you don't have to have a green crab only if you put it under your wholesale seafood license or your whatever licenses or any harvester license you can harvest green crabs on or something like that to really open it up. And then if somebody did nothing but want to go get green crab, then you could have the license. But you might be able to encompass a lot of people that want to do it under another license and just put a line in the law that says green crabs are allowed under any harvester license or whatever.
Sure, that's very similar, obviously, to what I was proposing with regard to the dealer licenses. Let any dealer process green crabs. You're suggesting let any harvester harvest green crabs.
Any other questions for the department? Thank you. We'll see you at a work session for this one. Is anyone else to speak in favor of this bill? Anyone to speak in opposition to this bill? No, we have a submitted testimony from Maine Aquaculture Association, neither for nor against. I believe that is it. All testimony. Is there any testimony neither for nor against? Seeing none, I close the public hearing on LD 1604, and the work session notice. The work session will be posted on our website.